True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we're at 1419 North Collins in Arlington today for Friday football feast.
Ooh, I can hear the people.
Kevin Hagelin is currently having FOMO because he misses all of our friends here at Taco Bueno, and he also loves Taco Bueno so much, he's going to miss out on the beef roll-ups.
I do. That was the first time I'd ever tried those roll-ups, and they were freaking amazing. If the trade-off for missing that today is getting to meet the Undertaker in person, then I will begrudgingly accept that trade.
Oh, that you know what? That sounds like a plan. Kevin, we'll get to Mickey in just a moment, but
I got a quick note if you want it. Oh, we got him now.
Yeah, let's go to Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, how's it going today, man?
I think you guys are spread too thin.
We are all over DFW in America right now.
We're all over the country, jeez.
So, Mickey, I know obviously you have been covering the Cowboys for a really long time it feels like you're a resident historian about that. And I got to tell you, I know everybody makes lists and whatnot, but the Morning News put out a list of the best 100 Cowboys of all time. And I cannot tell you how freaking excited I was to see Larry Allen at number two, because I know everybody talks about the triplets and I understand all of that. But Larry Allen was just ridiculously dominant.
Yeah, he was. And I haven't seen that list. I'm sure Roger was number one.
He was. If you want, Corey can read you all 100 in numerical order.
No, I'll just ask. So where did Aikman come in?
Okay.
Number 99. Oh, no. Aikman was 9, wasn't he?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was going to be like 3.
Okay, so that seems to be the most divisive pick. So I'll just run down the top 9 real quick. It is Roger, Larry Allen, Bob Lilly 3, Emmett 4, and then Chuck Halley 5, Mel Renfro 6, Randy White 7, Dorsett 8, and Aikman 9. And I have to admit, like a lot of other people, I was a little surprised to see Aikman at 9.
I am too. Now, obviously, you know, I wasn't covering the team in the 60s and
right.
the 70s, not until the mid 80s. So I know what I saw, and the Cowboys don't win 3 Super Bowls without Troy Aikman.
100%.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And you know, and by them being able to draft him number one in 89 turned a struggling franchise around. Not immediately, because as Jerry just told you, you know, one guy can't win the game by himself. But his influence, his ability, his leadership helped turn a franchise that had lost, what, had three consecutive losing seasons.
Yeah.
And then went on to the fourth and the fifth. To me, he's got to be pretty high on the list.
Does it frustrate you then, not in DFW, but nationally, you will occasionally hear people, despite the fact that all of that is true, despite the fact that Aikman is in the Hall of Fame, you will hear people try to say that he was a glorified bus driver?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a neat little story. The year that he was up for voting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he was one of the candidates. I wish I remembered the year. So I'm at the Super Bowl, and I heard all the negative things about Troy, about his numbers. Oh, you know, he was just part of a really good team, this and that. And there was a sort of reception-type interview opportunity for Bart Starr, okay? And I think I've told you guys, growing up as a kid in Chicago, I was a Packers fan.
Oh.
And Bart Starr was my guy, right? And a lot of times when you come face-to-face with guys that you think are not your hero, but you kind of respect, you're going, gosh, should I go up and talk to him? Am I allowed? And I'm 30-some years old, right? Maybe 40. So I went up to him, and I said, Mr. Starr, I called him Mr. Starr, and I said, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Troy Aikman not having the qualities to be a first ballot Hall of Famer because he didn't have the numbers. And Bart Starr looked at me, and he took his forefinger, and he started poking me in the chest going, well, let me tell you, right? And he went on to say exactly what I needed him to say, that this isn't about numbers. This is about quality of play. And this guy was a leader and deserves to be in. And I was like, okay, thank you very much. I got poked in the chest by Bart Starr.
I accept.
Well, Mickey, you know, with Deron Bland going down, I asked Jerry this, and I want to get your opinion on this. And we kind of kicked it around on the show yesterday between ourselves. Are you going to expect more from Trayvon Diggs from the team? Because we know they're still kind of ramping up. But like, if you're making the call here, are you going to say we're just going to stay calm and we're going to just go ahead with the plan as we already had it planned out a month ago? Or are you saying, hey, we need you to play, you know, 10 more snaps. We need to kind of speed this thing up.
Yeah. So what did he play? 27 snaps in that
Correct.
First game, and it was
Yep.
mostly on nickel. I'm sorry, big boy. You got to go out there. And
Ooh.
If you got to play 40 snaps, 50 snaps, we're going to have to hang with you. And hopefully he can do it. Because if he's not out on the field, and, you know, I thought Kyir Elam, with the exception of the one play,
right.
I thought he played well, and you can win with him. But now, who's the next guy up on the outside? Because I think they have somebody they got their eye on in the slot with Reedy Stewart. He did it last year, not a lot, but he did it last year for Eberflus. But after that, you know, who's the next guy up on the outside? Bridges, it doesn't have a bunch of experience. I'm sorry, Trayvon, I need you to play 50 snaps.
Man, that's my I think my biggest fear in this game, Mickey, is moon balls to deep throws that could beat this Cowboys defense.
The way you counter that is with your pass rush. You better get to Russell Wilson, and I think that's going to put more pressure on those guys, not only with a pass rush, but it.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A concerted pass rush where you don't let them out the lanes. And I think we saw that that can be done if you got the right guys up front because Jalen last night, Daniels, he was neutered, right? What did he rush for, like 17 yards?
So much pressure, yeah.
That guy in the pocket because he was under duress. All night long. I think they sacked him four times and had 12 quarterback hits. That's what's got to happen. You've got to keep that guy in the pocket, unlike what Detroit did when they played Green Bay, and unlike the Cowboys did when they played Jalen Hurts. Keeping that guy in the pocket and don't let him beat you with your legs. And that's going to be one of the number one things, I think, even though whatever your thoughts are on Russell Wilson, he will pull the ball down and run with it at the first sign of trouble.
You know, a lot of people made a big deal out of Malik Nabers for the Giants on the sideline last week with kind of his towel over his head and slumped down. I know conversations like this used to happen with Dez Bryant. Like, how do you view the, I guess, sideline body language of, hey, somebody's being selfish versus I thought Malik Nabers was just upset because they were losing. And, like, I appreciate that level of passion. But where do you kind of fall on how to decide the difference between passion and selfishness or being a crybaby?
And you know what? Is there any other position that occurs with besides
just wide receiver? Yeah.
It's the wide receiver nature, right? Because they don't have as much control of their ability to get the ball. They depend on a whole lot of other people, right? And I'm sure it gets frustrating when you're not, you're not getting it. As long as you're doing it on the sideline, you know, with the coach or a teammate, but don't do it on the field and don't do it with the quarterback. And as long as that's not happening, I'm okay with it. Because, you know, back in the day, Michael Irvin, you know, he was pretty demonstrative on the sideline, right? But in the huddle, you know, he shut the hell up and listened to Troy Aikman. Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you that, right? That, you know, I can do whatever I want, but when I'm in the huddle, Troy's the man. And so, to me, if you do that, then you're a disturbance. Don't mess with the quarterback. And don't mess with them, especially in the huddle.
Yeah, that's true. That was the key I always heard and I've always lived by was Michael Irvin, even now saying, hey, I might have been the heartbeat. You know, he kind of, you know, will say that, but it was always Troy's team. And that everybody followed me, so I would lead them directly to Troy. And that was an important factor. This Cowboys offensive line, Mickey, as we're moving forward here, the battle with this front seven for the Giants is probably going to be the most interesting battle in my mind.
It may be tougher than what Philadelphia posed. I mean, you've got three first-round picks that they can put on their defensive front, along with Burns, who's a pretty darn good player, right? And I think that they're going to have their hands full, and not just with the ability to protect Dak Prescott, but to run the football. And I think that's going to be a big deal in this game, their ability to efficiently run the ball, not necessarily, you know, the total yards they end up with, but be efficient, and be efficient when they know you're going to run, and your ability to run, say, 4 yards. And that hurt them in this last game, that second half, when, you know, they didn't run as well after that fumble. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think that, you know, we can sit here and talk, oh, the Cowboys beat them 15 of the last 16 games and 8 straight and all that stuff. But this ain't the same Cowboys team that won all those games, and this ain't the same Giants team either. And I think that, you know, when I looked at it, and I know they got beat by the Commanders 21-6, but all I could think of is they had 11 snaps inside the 8-yard line and only kicked a field goal. But just think, if they had been more efficient there, their defense gave them an opportunity to stay in the game and potentially win it.
Well, with all that in mind, Mickey, it is time for a prediction, good sir.
Now I'm going to contradict myself, right?
We're going to win 40-0.
About 30-17.
Okay. No, I like that. I think most of us would be pretty good with that result.
I'll take it.
Maybe yeah. 2 pick-sixes. Yeah.
Did you guys already make your pick?
Yeah, no, 40-0. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
To zero.
No, I think I'm hoping something like, you know, 31-13. So I, okay. I get you for sure.
All right. Well, the beauty is we get to see, right?
Absolutely.
Indeed.
We do. And hear it right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Mickey, very much for your time, good sir. We'll hear you on Sunday, I believe.
Good to be with you guys.
Absolutely. There he goes. We'll talk with him on Monday as well, Kevin. That spread has kind of drifted a little bit. I was listening to Choppy and Sean and Bobby and Peyton's show this morning, and that spread's kind of changing up a little bit. It's wild, but I don't. Choppy says whenever they put it at 4-6, usually that means Vegas doesn't know exactly how to play it.
Right.
And so that's a little concerning to me of where it is at the moment. But
now,
we'll get there, man.
I got another thing that's going to be concerning for you. I know it wasn't going to be live on our show, but, Corey, I told you off air that actor and host Mario Lopez was scheduled to be here today. They have given an updated schedule. AC Slater is no longer on the list. So that
Dang
is the bad
it.
News. The good news, your buddy, I know you love him, Josh Duhamel.
Oh, yeah, Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here later after our show is over. But between 12:45 and 1:45 Central, both The Undertaker and Triple H are supposed to be in this building, in this room. And I'm hoping I can, like, you know, try to get that going.
I think the last time I talked to Josh Duhamel was at Dirk's event, and he said, "Yeah, how's your wife doing? Tell her I said hi." Uh-huh. And so that was a memory she'll never let go of.
Coming He's up on next Alien year on the, Earth.
Coming up next year on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for some AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus sometimes in sports, when you know, next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.